Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
recovering from an illness.
Oh, an illness makes it sound like you had something real
like something
bad.
Victorian.
Yeah.
Bedridden.
Bloody.
With the cholera.
The black plague.
Had an illness. Didn't think she'd make it.
Oh, she didn't. Mine's gone, guys.
Oh,
it's not funny
back.
Though, is it?
No, it's not funny.
It's not funny. It's not funny though, is it?
But so. Look, she had a good run, 96. That's a phenomenal run.
Yeah, I mean, when I think of older people, I think of my grandparents who have all sadly passed away, but none of them had 96. That's a good innings.
My great grandmother died when she was 96 as well.
Is your great grandmother the Queen?
Maybe.
Oh, sorry for your loss.
I think my great grandmother actually went to 97.
Oh, you win.
Win in the game of death.
It's not funny though, is it?
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
But it's a good life. That's a good innings and well done to everyone that...
Edna.
I saw someone the other day, apologies, I can't remember where in the world they were, but they were like 146, still kicking, right?
I don't believe it. Grace is
clearly... I don't believe it.
146 is...
All right, mate, you brought some real fake news to the story.
Yeah, and it was unbelievable.
The oldest person living right now is 112, and he's Venezuelan.
Well, that's wrong, because I saw a TikTok.
I saw a TikTok.
Yeah.
Saw a TikTok.
And there are some people that don't have the documents to prove it.
Yes.
So
I guess
you could have seen someone who was allegedly 146 years
anyway,
old.
The point I'm trying to make is there was an old person. I won't forget the age. But they'd outlived their kids.
Oh, that's awful.
I know. Mm. Isn't that wild? But apparently all their kids died of, just old age, of natural causes.
Yeah, wow.
So it wasn't like, they tragically lost them earlier. It's just that, imagine being that old. I don't know if I want to be that old.
No, I don't know if I do too. I used to always want to make it to 100 so I could get a letter from the Queen, but...
Ooh, a letter from Charles, perhaps.
Well,
he won't be there either. A letter from William.
It'll be George, probably.
How old do you think you're living, mate?
No, because William's older than me. So you think William's going to make it to, 120 or something?
Yeah, but he'll write a few in. He'll have a few in the bag. Like, I reckon Queenie's written a few ahead.
It'll be George if I'm getting a letter at 100.
Just blank.
Yeah.
Fill your own name in.
Yeah. Insert name here. It's just the open brackets with line underneath.
Nah, it's good to have you back, mate.
It's good to be back. It's very good to be back.
Did you have fun?
Away?
No.
On the show. I did. And it's just nice to be around the two of you. Because I actually do really like you both, so.
Well, contrary
to popular belief.
You sound like we needed to hear that.
No, I think the audience needs to hear that.
People just think Grace hates us. Thirsty big fella.
You don't hate us. Yeah, just it's important, guys. Drink it. Have you guys been seeing a lot of things on TikTok, speaking of the most educational platform going around?
49-year-old woman.
A lot of people saying drink water. Do you see that? A lot of influencers. Like, influencers there, I feel like their go-to thing is make sure you drink water, guys.
I have not seen that on my TikTok feed.
I've seen a lot of it.
That's not to say that you haven't, because I saw a story about an old lady.
Oh, now it sounds like I haven't.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay, because you could hear it all here.
Nate, producer Grace, Australia will observe a National Day of Mourning for Queen Elizabeth II. Anthony Albanese announced. The Prime Minister revealed the news Sunday morning. Just thought we'd just chat about it. It's a nice little public holiday. Really, Australia will have the public holiday in memory of the late Queen. Elbo said, I've asked the premiers and chief ministers that Thursday, the 22nd of September, that's not this Thursday, that's next Thursday. I had a heated argument with my girlfriend about that over the term of next. She's a big believer in it means the soonest.
Like the coming Thursday.
Yes. I flip-flop between the two. But,
oh, you've been flip-flopping
and because I flip-flop between the two, it's very confusing.
You sometimes have to add context.
100%. Well, my girlfriend always picks me up on it too.
I believe the next Thursday is not the one that's closest because it would be the next.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It would be the next Thursday. That's how I see it.
Mm. So you see the next is in it skips over the next Thursday. See, I've just said it.
The word next is what confuses me.
I think this... that Thursday week.
Yeah,
Thursday week makes sense. And this Thursday and Thursday week. Confuses me.
So you've got this Thursday and next Thursday.
That makes sense, but only because we're closer to Thursday. So if you say on Friday, you can't say this Thursday because people go yesterday? It depends on what day you're saying it.
So if you don't say this Thursday and all you say is next Thursday, I'm just thinking the most close Thursday. You know what I mean?
You should just say Thursday and then the date. Thursday the 22nd, which is not this Thursday, but the next Thursday.
Well, solve our problems.
Depending on what day Thursday. You're staying it on.
All right, mate. We're not all walking advent calendars, right? We don't just know the dates.
Ooh, a little chocolate. So Thursday the 22nd of September, 2022.
Was that this Thursday?
Be a public holiday. Anthony Albanese also said, over the coming weeks, Australia will continue to commemorate our late Queen. I encourage all Australians, wherever you may be, to take time to pause and reflect on Her Majesty.
24 hours?
Grace, you got some thoughts?
You got some thoughts, dude.
You got a face.
No thoughts.
You got no thoughts?
No, it's just an odd...
Because your face definitely said thoughts.
It's just an odd request to make everyone be like, hey, just think of this...
If you're not thinking of the Queen next Thursday, wait, this Thursday.
He's putting.
Nathan, massive round of applause for Victoria.
Oh.
If we can. Yes, because the date, Thursday, 22nd of September 2022, means Victoria will have two public holidays in a row.
Oh, stop it.
They will have Thursday and Friday off because the state government has already put down a public holiday for September the 23rd, 2022, for the AFL Grand Final. So they're getting a 4-day weekend.
Oh. Is that this grand final or next grand final?
This coming grand final.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
And Jimmy, this is interesting. The New South Wales town of Narrabri, get this, guys, has been named Australia's sportiest town. Well done to the good people of Narrabri. If you don't know where Narrabri is, guys, about 500 kilometres north of Sydney, has around 13,000 people, so not many, just small little humble town, with judges saying it has punched well above its weight in terms of sporting talent over the years. And they've put together a little list over the years of the sporting talent that's come out of it. I'll be honest, Jim, I did a bit of research on a lot of these people, bit beyond our time.
Yeah.
Most of these people. Jason Stoltenberg.
Stoltzy. So Narrabri is where I grew up, Gundawindi.
Yep.
It's about 3 hours.
Right, okay.
Two and a half, three.
So near your neck of the woods, you probably know these people.
The yes. radio station that broadcasts out there, you got to drive through sort of Moree.
Sure.
Now FM. Steve the news guy.
Oh, is he still around?
I'm giving Steve the news guy a shout out. Mum would be losing it right now if she heard this. They broadcast in Narrabri as
right.
well.
Right, okay, got
so
you.
So it's in the greater Now FM radio broadcast.
So it's almost
we're not there.
Australia's radioist town as well.
So I spent a bit of time driving through Narrabri.
Okay, right, okay.
Yeah, so Stoltzy, obvious, he's an obvious
well,
one.
Well, obviously, that's a big one. And obviously, yep. you'd know Steve Elkington.
Yes,
the yes.
runner.
No. Very opposite. Golfer.
Ah, Steve Elko.
This one I actually do know because there's actually been a series of wallabies. What do you want to be? A walla walla be. Come out of there. Chris Latham, we do know.
Yes.
Chris Latham. These ones, not as much, but there'd be people out there who know these people, especially the good people in Narrabri. Scott Gurley and Michael Brial.
Nah, Brialle.
Yeah, Brialle. You remember Mike. Oh. You grew up with Mike, didn't you?
Drive through. He's like, mate, you listen to Now FM? I'm listening to Now FM.
Now FM. Now, look, this is the thing. Before I saw it today, I'd never even heard of Australia's most sportiest town before. I didn't even know that was the thing.
Mm.
And what I thought was, I wanted to open it up to Australia right now, and I wanted to launch Jimmy and Nate's Sportiest Town Awards.
Welcome to Jimmy and Nate's Sportiest Towns Awards.
Because here's the thing, I just feel like it's unfair that a lot of us haven't even heard of these awards. Mm. You know what I mean? I unless it's been broadcast on Now FM, I've never heard of it. So why not make it as big as possible right now in the space of about 5 minutes and ask the question 131060 if you would like a Jimmy and A Sportiest Town Awards. Jump on the phones right now and just let us know who grew up in your town or your suburb. What kind of sports person? Maybe they're still there.
Yeah.
Maybe they lived there for a period of time, or maybe they are still there. What sports person from any sport lives or lived where you are?
Okay. So, are you talking grew up there or lived there?
Both. I'll accept both at this
point. So, what if they didn't grow up there? They played their career, they were famous, but now they've retired and they've moved there.
That is so fine.
That's
I'll accept that as well. Different categories within Jimmy and A's Sportiest Towns
Awards. So they've just got to be there at some
point. They've got to be there at some point. Maybe they were there when... Maybe you grew up with them. You know what I mean? They grew up
they're
in your town.
Mate of yours.
Yeah, in your suburb.
Well, speaking of Narrabri, Nath, can I throw Gundawindi out there?
Of course you can, mate. I'd love you to start with Gundy.
I mean, apart from myself, was it for injury?
Well, that's the Radio Awards.
No, it could have been anything.
You excelled
mate.
Elsewhere.
Shoulder Ricos, they stopped me.
Oh, mate, I saw you in the golf simulator today. Unbelievable.
Well, look, Gundawindi, who have we got? We've got, I'm going to claim Pat Carrigan.
Oh, mate, you can absolutely have Pat Carrigan. Queensland great.
Shout out to Carrigans. Good family out that way. Mm-hmm. didn't go to my school, but
it doesn't matter, mate. From Gundy, there thereabouts.
That went to Gundy when you stayed high. Mm-hmm. I'll take Ewan McGrady.
Yeah, great.
Who won like best player rugby league on year for the Bulldogs?
Sure.
Gene Fairbanks.
Remind me who Gene is again?
Oh, he was a rugby union player, I think, for East first grade.
Good on you, Gene.
Well, Ian right Brennan.
Oh, Breno.
He played one game for Queensland.
Good on you, Ian.
Rugby union.
Great, yeah. Mate, I'll tell you what, Gundy is absolutely up there. Well done. And you know what? Because of that, I'm going to give Gundy an award. Well done. They're in the Jimmy and A Sportiest Towns Hall of Fame.
Well, I've forgotten someone. Someone's going
to
be upset.
Well, since we're here, I'd love to bring up where I grew up in the Sutherland Shire. Of Sydney. Andrew Ettinghausen, otherwise known as E.T. Both rugby league and fishing. Phenomenal.
Dual
Olympian. Speaking of Olympians.
Your Arnie Bron.
Oh, I forgot her off the list, but let's add her in. My own auntie.
You forgot your own family.
My own auntie.
Went to the few Olympics, actually.
Yeah, Atlanta in Sydney for the rowing. She was in the women's
so
eight.
You weren't going to mention her?
No, of course I was, mate. Yeah, I was just building up to it.
Yeah.
And then Ian Thorpe.
Thorpe's from... I didn't know he's from your neck of the woods.
Yeah, well, that's according to my gran, apparently, Thorpe lived around the corner.
No,
apparently,
your grand thinks.
At a point in time,
Shannon
Knoll
lives across the road.
Which brings me to my final one, Shannon Knoll. I think Thorpe. Look, I don't know. Thorpe is on the fence. No, I don't know if he's there.
I can't believe you're going to come to this show with fake Ian Thorpe over your own blood.
I told my auntie was going to be there.
No, she wasn't. When I said that, your face went, "Oh, I'm in trouble. Oh, I'm in trouble here."
I gave it away before I said it.
Yeah.
All right. 13-10-60 Australia. This is your chance right now. Jump on the phones. Jimmy and A, Sportiest Town Awards. What sports person lived or lives in your town or suburb, whatever it is? 13-10-60. Jump on the phones. If you give us a call as well, everyone who gets a Sportiest Town Award is going to score themselves also an accompanying $50 crust pizza voucher as well. Easy as that. You get the trophy, which is just be a verbal trophy.
And the crust trophy.
Pizza voucher. 13-10-60. Be a part of Jimmy and Nate's World First Sportiest Town Awards. What sports person lived in your area?
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Welcome to Jimmy and Nate's Sportiest Towns Awards.
Yeah, it's brand new, Jim, off the back of the town of Australia that has been labelled the sportiest town, allegedly, in a competition I've never even heard of. Massive round of applause to Narrabri, near where you grew up, about 500 kilometres north of Sydney. It is known for having many of Australia's sporting icons come through there. A bit outside our kind of age bracket, though.
Yeah, a few older. I grew up Gundawin, which is about, I don't know, 2-3 hours away. And I've just got a list of apparently athletes I've missed from people listening to the show.
I thought that would come through quite quickly. Turns out it has.
So I think I mentioned Pat Carrigan.
Sure.
I mentioned Ewan McGrady.
Yep.
I mentioned Gene Fairbanks, who I said played at East. Apparently, he played Super Rugby for the Reds, Brumbies, and the Western Force.
Oh, jeez, mate, he's a stalwart. Absolutely.
So he was going all right. Luke Cavell, who played for the Cronulla Sharks.
Oh, I remember Luke Cavell.
From Gundy.
Wow. Yeah.
The famous of all athletes from Gundawindi, Gunsind.
Oh, Gunsind, the horse, yes. There's a statue there.
There's a statue. Gunsind's the most famous thing about Gundawindi.
Yeah.
Ethan Lowe, who won a premiership.
Oh, Lowey. Yeah.
With the North Queensland Cowboys.
There's a few athletes. Some of the names you ratted off to start with, I'm like, surely there are bigger ones, aren't they?
Pat Carrigan's feeling, hey, I'm pretty big. I was the best player for Queensland this year.
All right, let's go through and let's award some Sportiest Town Awards because I think there are plenty of these across Australia that have been neglected. Jan, welcome to the show. Hi, Jan.
Hi.
Jan, where are you from, first of all?
Kahuna.
Kahuna in Victoria.
Yes.
Okay, now, Jan, talk us through it. Why do you think you deserve a Sportiest Town Award? Who was there?
Stuart Appleby, champion golfer.
Oh, that's a big one, Jan.
Yeah.
So do you know the Applebys? Do you know Stu?
I know who he is. I don't know think he'd know me, but I went to school with his younger sister.
Good enough for me, mate. Good enough for me.
Do you when you've seen him compete, Jan, do you feel a little proud? You go, it's one of us.
Absolutely, yes.
Jan,
the local golf course is named, it's, you know, the course where Stuart Appleby played, it's named on the on the signboard.
Mate, that's unbelievable. Jan, I'm giving you and the good people of Kahuna a Jimmy and A Sportiest Town Award, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Of course, it's purely verbal, just remembering that. off. You want to print something off? That is up to you. That is all yours. Stelio from Sydney. Hello, Stelio.
Hey, how you going?
We're good, mate. Where did you grow up? What's the town you want to shout out?
So I want to shout out Greenacre. I grew up in Greenacre.
Greenacre. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So we had a rugby league player grow up by the name of Aiden Caesar, who played for the Gold Coast Titans and Canberra Raiders.
Wow. Okay. Caesar.
Yeah. So now he now plays for the Leeds Rhinos in Betfred Super League over in England.
Wow. Stelio, you sound like you've followed his career quite closely.
Yeah, yeah. I've actually grown up with him, mate. I played 13 years with him, and then he got selected, and unfortunately I didn't make the cut.
So really we should be awarding Stelio from Greenacre. Yeah. Get on you, Stelio. Also getting a Jimmy and Ace Sportiest Town Awards. Lee. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Lee, where is your town? What would you like to shout out?
Finlay, New South Wales.
Finlay in New South Wales. Okay, who was in Finlay or who is still in Finlay?
Shane Crawford and Tommy Hawkins.
Ooh, wow.
AFL legends there.
Okay, right.
Good-looking rooster, Tommy Hawkins.
Lee, do you know these people or you just know that they're from Finlay?
I used to work for Tommy Hawkins' dad.
What does Tommy Hawkins' dad do, Lee?
He owns a pub.
Owns a pub.
That's great. I love that. Like all good AFL dads.
Have you met Tommy Hawkins, Leah?
Sure have. They also own farms and stuff like that in the area as well.
Oh, well, Leah, do you think you and Finlay deserve a Jimmy Nay Sportiest Town Award?
Of course.
Well, you've got one, mate. Finlay's on well the board, done, guys. Finlay. Again, Finlay, just reminding you, you are not actually getting an award. It is an audio award. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
It's just nice to be recognised.
It is nice to be. I just want to assure people that they're not expecting a plaque in the mail. Dean. Hello, Dean.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you going?
Nah, it's morning somewhere, Dean.
Don't worry about it, mate. I've said morning all the time, okay? So
Nate can't even get the day right.
Don't even stress.
Sometimes he says Wednesday.
I thought it was Wednesday until just then. Dean, what's the town you want to shout out, brother?
Narre Warren in Melbourne. Victoria, yes.
Yeah, okay. And who was in Narre Warren when you were there, Dean?
So I've got a few of them.
Okay.
I've got the old Carlton famous player, Brendan Favola.
Oh, Fez from Narre Warren, of course. Fez.
And his next door neighbour was Chris Newman, the old Richmond player.
Oh, okay. Wow, huge.
Didn't know that.
And my old high school in Hallam, I went to school with Tommy Hawkins.
Oh, Tommy Hawkins is getting around town, isn't he?
It's a Tommy Hawkins fan club on the GNA show.
Okay, Dean, that is some good names. That is some good names right there. Well, Dean, on behalf of Narre Warren, would you like to accept the Jimmy Nay Sportiest Town Award?
Let me ask Tommy Hawkins. Yeah, he said yes. Yep, yep.
Oh, are you with Tommy right now, are you?
Yeah, mate. No, yeah. I'm kidding.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay,
because you can hear it all here.
She returns to her gossip pedestal. Please welcome producer Grace.
Gossip Grace. The 2022 Emmys happened today, and in case you missed it, here are the highlights.
Love
nobody
this.
Has time to watch 3 hours of the Emmys.
No.
Well,
some people must love it, don't they?
I love the Oscars. Emmys,
I don't.
Oscars and Tonys are my favourites.
You watch them, don't you?
The Oscars. Yeah. Tonys I'll look up afterwards. Mm. Emmys I will also look up afterwards. Succession was named the best drama of 2022 and Ted Lasso was named best comedy. Two shows that have won those categories before.
Yep.
Zendaya became the first black woman to win the Emmy for lead actress in a drama series twice and the youngest two-time Emmy winner of any Emmy in history.
Wow.
Which is huge for her. She looked stunning. She had this beautiful black ball gown on as well. And while making her acceptance speech, she also acknowledged all the people who have identified with her Euphoria character, Rue, who struggles with substance abuse throughout the series. So it was a bit of a tear-jerking moment there as well.
Euphoria just dominates, doesn't it?
Oh,
I've never watched it.
It does. It's a heavy show, but I like it.
Mm. It is. It is a heavy watch. I do like it, but you got to be...
Watch.
My partner loves it.
Got to set aside some time.
Meg loves it.
You and I love it. We watch Succession and Ted Lasso, though.
They're great. Well, those two. See, you don't have time to watch everything, do you?
No,
you're right. I'm rewatching Bridgerton at the moment. I don't know why.
Another one not for
you know,
me.
There's porn out there.
I'm watching it with my mum.
Yeah, why are you scratching this?
Oh, that's weird. That's
You're watching porn with your mum?
No, I'm watching Bridgerton with my mum.
Now, that is weird.
She hasn't seen it.
What are you doing the you're watching, those bits?
You're watching light porn with your mum.
We sit there like adults.
Do you ever look over and go, oh, sorry, mum?
No.
Or she go over and go, Grace,
You don't feel weird watching that with your mother?
No, she's
not. Do you have a chat afterwards?
If I was at my parents and a sex scene came on, I'd just look down, open my phone, I'd do
I've
anything.
Never been so glad that my dad only watches Frasier. Really.
Well, maybe I hear the music calling.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate's producer, Grace, got a real treat for those that listen to the weekend show and the and the late night show. Because, Nate, Grace, while you're away, had a crack at some tech chat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Of all people to bring to the show, I decided to bring all the new Apple things to the show.
Yeah, I wouldn't have picked that from you.
No, I just like to keep you on your toes, guys.
And Eggs Benny, who's the nicest bloke ever, live on the show went, oh, this is a bold move.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Nate.
It wasn't good.
So if you did hear that in the weekend, apologies, but Jimmy's here now, guys, and we're going to get you through it. Because, guys, Apple has released its next generation mobile software, the iOS 16. Now, I know these get updated all the time. I mean, you and I update our phones, Grace. Nate's still up on iOS 6.
No, I think I'm on 8 now.
That's a big step for you.
Yeah, I just got the monkey doing this emoji, which is fun. Face on the eyes.
This one is very big. So there's two big things. You can personalize your lock screens, and also it changes how we can use iMessage. So this is actually huge. So you're going to have the ability now to edit messages.
Great.
And unsend messages.
I love that.
And, Nathan, this is your favorite. Uh-huh. Give me a drum roll. You're going to love this.
Okay.
I know this is right up your alley. You're going to now have the ability to open a message and then mark it as unread.
Oh, yes.
I love that.
That is so good. Because you know what I've been doing instead is, because I hate that you can't do that, right?
Yep.
So if I open a message and I'm like, I don't have time to reply to this, I pin it to the top. Right?
I do that too.
Yeah.
Like if I get a phone bill or notification, this is late, I just pin it at the top.
Pin it to the top and then it'll remind me because that's the only way I can. And before you could even do that, poor old people. I weren't getting messages back from me.
Oh, the people.
Oh,
they couldn't hear from me.
Think of the people. Think of the people, mate.
People reach out, they just want to laugh.
People going, hey, mate, what are you up to tonight? I'll reply next August. Sorry, I just saw this.
So recipients will receive an alert that the original message was edited or deleted. It only works if you're both using iOS 16. Apple have said that it is one of the most requested things ever since they've come out with the iMessage.
That's huge. Okay, so it doesn't work if somebody you're editing your message to hasn't updated.
Correct. No, both have to be on iOS 16. Both have to have, iMessage Apple, so you can't edit the green messages. Ugh.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's another issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even though I'm not on those green messages.
But it will alert the person that it's been edited or it's been deleted. Do we like it? Do we like it as a text?
I like it.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. As somebody who constantly makes mistakes when I text because of the fat fingers, and I'm just a poor texter in general, because of that, this is perfect for me.
Yeah.
Although the problem, like I tried to send you something the other day and my autocorrect is correcting words that I would never use to those words, which is so strange, but now I can edit it. Yeah. Edit on the fly, guys.
So what I want to celebrate this news, what I want to do is I want to ask on 131060, when did you wish you could unsend the message? So while we're apparently soon going to have this technology, we're going to be able to do it. We've all been there. We've sent a message maybe to the wrong person or we've sent something maybe we shouldn't have.
Sure.
I'd love for you, Australia. It's a safe space. Give us a call, 131060. When do you wish you could unsend a message? Producer Grace and Nath, have you got an example of when you thought you should... Maybe not have sent that.
Mine's always just like so many mistakes. Like I'll be messaging like people of importance, like bosses and all that kind of stuff, and I'm writing like Jimmy and Bath. You know what I mean?
I used to work on the south coast of New South Wales in a radio job, and I was organising an event, and I needed a choir for this event. So I reached out to the Shoalhaven Choir, but for some reason, at some point, I had typed the phrase Shoalgaven. And so I sent a message to this woman being like, hey, we'd love to get the Shoalgaven choir in.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't know you'd sent it?
No. She was like, what?
It was a different thing. Who rocked up? Yeah.
I don't know. It was great though. Good fun.
Yeah, I bet it was.
All right. Well, Australia, give us a call. 131060. We want story time. Give us a call and tell us when you wish you could have unsent the message.
Yeah, whatever the message was, guys, jump on the phones. Also, $100 Jimmy Brings vouchers to give away. Jimmy Brings delivers wine, beer, spirits in minutes. Download the Jimmy Brings app today. You want $100 from Jimmy Brings? 131060. When did you wish you could unsend the message? Jump on the phones. It is Jimmy and Nathan around the country.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay,
because you can hear it all here.
We just asked 301060, when did you wish you could unsend the message? This is after Apple has announced, very exciting, Nate, round of applause for Apple, the new iOS 16, you'll be able to edit.
Yeah.
Said round of applause.
Oh, no, I'm just waiting for you to say
no,
the
no,
thing.
No, do it. I like talking over it.
An applause, applause before you've announced the news.
Yeah, I always
and
do
the
that.
Winner is...
I do it, you know. They give me the, I say, give me the round of applause, and then you fire it and go, because Grace is back. You know, that's my bit. I've been doing that for years.
I just thought the, this
have
one...
Grace, but... have I been doing that for years? Have I been doing that for years?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Go to the phone.
Bianca from Port Macquarie. Hi, B. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good, mate. When did you wish you could unsend the message?
Okay, this is gonna shock everybody a little bit. I have teenage children who are very lazy, so lately I've been writing out lists of jobs that they need to do and sending it as a group text, like, you know, wash up, walk the dog, stuff like that. And as I'm writing them a list of stuff to do, I'm also talking with my partner, SMSing him. And I sent him a compromising photo that I thought was for him, and all of my children copped it.
Oh.
My oldest wrote back, "Mum, is this punishment for not doing my job last week?" My son wrote back with a vomit emoji, and then my youngest, who's 15, threw the phone.
Oh.
We're all in the same room.
You're in the same room? Oh. So what, in the lounge room watching TV or something?
Correct.
How long before you sent the photo, B, had you taken it?
Oh, earlier that day, so right. Like lunchtime.
Yeah, okay, no, because if you're all in the same room, I'm just thinking, did you take that photo whilst you were in the room with everybody?
No!
Sent it to them. Okay.
No, definitely not.
With look, remembering that, you know, there's things we can and can't say on the radio, can you, I guess, do your best to describe what the photo was?
It wasn't completely horrendous. Like, it was something that would be disturbing if you saw your mum in that sort of picture.
So you weren't nude, you were just wearing some lingerie or something.
Correct.
Yes.
Tasteful B, yeah? It was tasteful.
Yeah, and it said, "Can't wait for later."
Oh, bet the kids did their homework that night, eh? Thank you, B. Joshy from Newcastle, when did you wish you could unsend the message?
Boys, how are you?
We're good, mate. Joshy. You going all right?
Yeah, good. Nah, just, I was chatting up I had a bird there when I was younger, about 10 years ago now. And she had the same name as my sister.
Oh,
and
no.
I've accidentally sent a message to my sister telling her to send me nudes across, and she's never let me live it down to this day.
You sent your sister a message asking for nudes, Josh.
Yeah.
Oh, Josh.
Got them both sort of mixed up in the phone, man. And complete buckle, I'm telling you.
Did you tell the girl that you were supposed to message what you'd done?
Oh yeah, don't worry about that. They both knew each other as well, so that was worse.
Oh no.
What was your sister's first response? I mean, did she say, what is this?
Yeah, exactly. I've got the old WTF right back to me.
Man, it's better than actually getting a nude.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nate, 10 additional invites to attend the Queen's funeral alongside Prime Minister and Governor General have been allocated to a select group of Australians.
Right.
So Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said Buckingham Palace had instructed the realm of nation. It's actually
Mother of Dragons.
That's my name. Well, I shouldn't know. Second of a name, because it's Queen Elizabeth II. Yeah. So all the, you know, Commonwealth, I don't even know how it works anymore.
I get confused, mate. It's funny to me.
Is Canada part of the Commonwealth? Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it is, yeah. For now. There's rumours swirling.
There are. Well, Anthony Albanese, he's big on the Republic. He did come out and say, the Republic, similar to Star Wars.
Sounds like the Republic.
Dun, 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 dun. But he's come out and said, no, we're not voting on that yet. So I guess we'll wait to find out if we're going to...
See, I thought he was part of the rebellion.
President Albo.
The Prez. Yeah.
No, he's just Prime Minister for now. So Buckingham Palace had instructed each of the realm nations...
Are we Game of Thrones or are we Star Wars here?
I'm writing down I'm just reading what's in front of me. To invite 10 everyday citizens who make contributions to their local communities.
I love that. This is good.
I'll give you some of them if you'd like to know.
Please do, mate.
Who's got the invite? Australian of the Year, Dylan Alcott.
Absolutely deserve it. Does phenomenal work.
Shout out to Dill. Senior Australians of the Year, Valmay Dempsey, and Miriam Rose and Gunmer Bauman.
Phenomenal. All the Australians of the year should be invited because they've all done phenomenal work.
Too many. There's only 10 invites. Local heroes are Shana Wan Saba Abraham and Kim Smith.
Mm-hmm.
South Australia's Young Australian of the Year, Trudy Lynn. 2021 West Australian of the Year, Helen Milroy. I Forgive Day and founder, co-founder Danny Abdallah.
Mm-hmm.
And horse trainer Chris Waller.
Oh, he got in there, did he? Big Chris. Well, I mean, the Queen loved her races.
Yeah,
look, the she Queen, did love that.
That's, I mean, for those that know the Queen, well, not personally, but just know of her, she loved her horse racing
Royal
and horses.
Ascot.
Yes. So not surprising, Chris Waller. But it's, I mean, you look at that list of, you know, outstanding Australians, it's like, and horse trainer Chris Waller.
Yeah.
Bloody trained Winks, he did. He's a bloody horse.
He's going to be there. Bloody unreal, mate. He'll love
so
it.
Knock about, cop, I'm giving it a go.
Yeah.
So, and I'm assuming, yes, every, what is it? The realm nations have all invited people.
Yeah, all the big families coming together.
Canada. Bieber.
What? Yeah, who's Canada got?
Bieber.
Drake.
Celine. Grace, who else?
Yeah, Celine Dion.
Alanis Morissette.
Michael Bublé. Carly Rae Jepsen.
Jeez, I've got some. Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, it's getting close to 10. Who was?
We've got 7 right now.
Yeah.
You guys named 3 more famous.
Trudeau's going to be there, obviously.
No, he's outside the 10.
Oh, right. So okay. He doesn't count. 10. Who are famous Canadians producer, Grace?
I'm blanking.
I've only got 7.
I haven't heard of him.
That's
got it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim, an unofficial Twitter account, guys, called Ice Giant Missions. I love this. They have asked the public what they would name a new probe mission to Uranus.
Sorry, did you say this came from an unofficial Twitter account?
An unofficial Twitter account.
Yeah, you did not include that in the headline when you pitched this content.
No, because it wouldn't have made the show.
Somehow Nate did all this stuff last week when producer Grace wasn't here, and then somehow this has made the show.
Yeah. I thought it was like this big scientific thing, and I was excited about it. It's just someone making a gag on Twitter.
Ice Giant Missions. Just put the question out there, you know? And much like any time a vote goes to the public for what something should be named, many people saw this as an opportunity to flex their cheeky side. Quite literally, top responses for the Uranus probe, guys. Would you like to hear them?
Absolutely.
Number one, a butt plug.
No, this isn't a real story. You've made this up and you've got it on the show. Grace, click the link that he sent for content. Go find it.
No, I've been bamboozled.
Hoodwinked.
I've been hoodwinked.
Number two for the Uranus probe, enema. Number three, colonoscopy one. Number four for the Uranus probe, our anus. Not as creative. Number five, it's our booty. Number six, this one's actually a smart one. Number six, planetary orbital observations probe. Or poop.
And the last
one. And the last one, this is not my gear. And the last one.
I'm on this. There's no mission to Uranus.
This is the last one.
It's a gag. So it's a tweet. A tweet has been put out and go, if there was a mission to Uranus, what would you call it? And people are just tweeting. This is just what people have been tweeting.
This is the serious one. Research education charging towards Uranus mission. Or rectum.
This is, look, I'm on the website.
I know. Yeah.
You happy? You let him go away with this.
Hey, I sent the content.
You've been hoodwinked, you've been bamboozled, you've been flummoxed.
You put it on the show. These are the names.
Because I had trust in you, Nathan.
Well, what have we learned?
Not to trust you.
Don't trust me. So they're the names. Look, they're the names. But this is what happened when they went to name one of the Sydney ferries, remember? And they went with Bodie McBoatface and all these people trying to be funny. They've achieved that here. They have. What's your favourite producer, Grace?
None of them, because I thought they were real and now I'm disappointed.
You don't like the Planetary Orbital Observations Probe?
No.
Why not?
What was that short for?
Poop. Well, so you don't have to say the whole thing. Like, this is a wordy name. Research education, charging towards Uranus mission. Rectum. It's difficult to say.
Uranus is a real planet and there's lots of things to be learned about it.
I'm sure there is. That's why they're sending a probe.
I'm looking at the Twitter now. Enema, based on the Greek demigod of underground rivers and exploration.
I knew you'd be on board. 13.
Well, NASA hasn't announced any plans to launch a mission to Uranus.
But now
this
they're
Twitter
ready.
Account thought it would be fun to come up with names.
But it is a fake story.
But now they're ready.
You've let him put a fake story on the show.
I've been sick for 8 days. My head's not here.
He got people to call up last week and spit on this show. And
now this show has absolutely fallen down the wayside.
It's gone to planetary orbital observation probe, or poop, hasn't it? 131060, right? There is a point to this. This is what I want to ask. What did you get to know?
Space hierarchy international travel.
Ah, shit. 131060, straight jump on the phones right now. What did you get to name? What did you name? It can be absolutely anything. I think a few of these are funny with pets. I think pets are always funny when kids get to come up with pets, or they get to name their grandparents, all that kind of stuff. Often it's noises, all that kind of thing, or anything. What did you get to name 131060?
Do you want real stories or fake stories?
I mean, I'm happy for either.
I'd like real stories, please. For once.
Well, apparently you can't tell the difference. 131060 Australia. What did you get to name? Jump on the phones. More $100 Jimmy Brings vouchers to give away if you do get involved. What did you name? 131060. It's Jimmy and Nate.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Jim just asked a question. 131060. What did you get to name? What did you name Australia? 131060. This is after an unofficial Twitter account. Ice Giant Missions. They asked the public to help name a fake mission that would be a probe to Uranus. And what people would call that probe if NASA did send one out there. This all happened on Twitter, unfolded.
It's just a fake account going, if a probe went to Uranus, let's make some jokes. That's all it was. The way you explain it is like there isn't currently. No, there's no plan for NASA. Nothing's happened.
Nothing
it's just
yet,
someone on Twitter going, if they sent something to Uranus, there's a joke here. What do you got?
But maybe now, you know what I mean? Maybe NASA will actually send a probe there. And maybe they'll call it butt plug. Or the planetary orbital observations probe. Or poop. 131060, what did you get to name? Leo from Hobart. Hi, Leo.
What's going on, mate?
Leo, what did you get to name?
I got to name a young one.
Oh, your own kid?
Yeah, sure.
We love this, Leo. What did you name him?
Gracie.
Of course.
Not after our producer, Grace, though, Leo.
What was that?
Not after, like, our producer, Grace.
No, never.
Never.
Never. He's us thinking that you've stitched us up and put somebody through.
I thought Grace just put through somebody.
Thought you put your dad through. Bree. Hi, Bree. Bree. Good on you, Grace.
People can only call up if they've named something Grace. Is this a payback for you bringing a fake story to the show?
James from Victoria, you even there?
Yeah, mate. I'm here. Oh,
g'day, James. What did you get today, mate?
Name me Tackle, me penis, when I was a little boy.
What did you name your penis, James?
I named him Dewey, because every time I had to do wee, I had to whip him out, didn't I?
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Now, if producer Grace, Elton John.
Is that your chair?
Oh, your mic isn't on.
I coughed. I'm so sorry about
that. Turn it off.
Jesus, welcome back, producer Grace, everybody. We've got our chairs and mics work at the same time.
It's very stressful doing more than one thing at once.
Mate, you've been here for an hour and a half, right?
Surely you've got it right.
Just warn me, I'll be really good at like 8:58.
The wrap up. 8:58.
10:58.
Oh, good heavens, mate. Good heavens.
Have you got our Eggs Betty's number?
Can we call producer Eggs Betty back, please?
Producer Grace, Nate, Elton John, he has announced his final US show scheduled for November 20th at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles will be live streamed on Disney Plus.
Oh, amazing.
This is exciting.
Yeah. So if you, if you want to watch that, I mean, you have to have Disney Plus, but if you've done that,
if you want to watch that, go to Disney Plus.
Because I got binged. Not
too bad.
I've got Netflix. That's on that. I've got Paramount Plus.
Oh, in sync.
We used to do that.
What?
I've never heard you do that before.
We used to do it a long time ago.
When we first started and Jimmy and I said the
same
thing.
Oh, we did it with Eggs Benny last week.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
That's fine.
The show is part of a deal with Disney that includes the previously announced documentary called Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, the final Elton John performances.
A bit wordy.
And the years that made his legend.
Oh, no, it doesn't. You've made that up. That's a paragraph.
Goodbye, Elton. Goodbye, John. Performances of the years have made this legend.
Wow, that's a lot of words.
That wouldn't make it on a poster.
It's just words.
You either get starring Elton John or the name.
Elton, what do you want to call it? Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. The final Elton John performances. Yeah, that's great, John. And the years that made his legend.
Elton, I love it.
Starring Elton John.
Only on Disney Plus.
Not on Stan, Paramount, Pinch. Look, to celebrate Elton's last show being live streamed on Disney Plus, thought we'd play this.
Now it's time for Jimmy's verse game.
Yeah, it's going to be the Elton John edition. We all know this banger we're playing at the moment with Britney Spears.
This is a bop.
I love this. New music from Britney, Elton, bit of a remix on a classic. You loving it, team?
Yes. Britney, bitch.
That's what I said. I was like, Elton should at the start go, ladies and gentlemen, it's Britney, bitch.
It's so disappointing that he doesn't.
Or at the end of the song go, that was Britney, bitch.
And I'm Elton, bitch.
Look, now, producer Grace, I don't know if you know this because you were off last week. You did win. Because Tuesday you were here.
Yes.
And then we played again Wednesday.
I did see that.
Yes, with Eggs Benny.
I don't know who won there, though.
Eggs Benny.
I lost again.
Nate, you're on a losing streak.
I know. I'm 2 in a row. Not good.
Did win the Google Off, though.
I wasn't here for the Google Off.
Yeah, I won the
Ben
Google
did the Google Off.
Oh, how did that go? We can chat after the show.
Haven't had a good run in verse game things for me, though. Hasn't been good.
How do you feel about Elton?
I love Elton John. But again, you know, the problem with me is that I don't remember the names of the songs. I know every word, but I don't remember their names.
Your problem is you either bust in too early, you got no idea, or you know what it is and you're too busy thinking singing it to then buzz in.
But the problem was that why Eggs Benny beat me with the Adele version is because I sang the whole bloody song.
Yeah. And then by the time you give him the chorus.
I gave the answer. He just goes, Eggs Benny gets a bloody answer, didn't he?
Well, don't do that.
That's the only way I know how to do it.
Well, look, coming up next, it is the verse game. And it is the Elton John edition.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Now it's time for Jimmy's verse game.
Look, Nate, I think you might be in for a win here. If you're just joining us, producer Grace, didn't know how a mic worked. Forgot what time it was. Just not firing. But you're feeling confident, though.
No.
You should be feeling confident.
So when I said Nathan going to win, and you went,
Well, I just felt like he had really little faith in me, and he hadn't even given me the opportunity to be like, I don't think I'm going to be very good at this.
I think this is...
Sorry, so you need
He had preemptive little faith in me. You need me to say, I don't think I'm going to be very good at this first.
I think you... this is up your alley, Elton. Yeah, I love Elton.
I do love Elton, but I'll be honest, I don't know that many of his songs.
Yeah.
You hate Elton?
No, I don't hate Elton.
You're probably cheering that he's doing his goodbye show.
No, but also he's been saying goodbye for like 5 years now.
What are the odds here, team, by the way, that he's coming back?
He's not going.
100%.
He is not going anywhere. Next I can tell you that.
What was it? I found out. So let me go back. So he's filming the documentary for Disney Plus. It's called Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, the final Elton John performances in the years that made his legend. And the next year he's like, I'm back. It's welcome back, Yellow Brick Road. Elton John is back. And remember me, I'm here.
All they'll need to say to him go, Elton, we got a brand new sequin outfit. He's like, right, I'll do one more, eh?
All right, are you guys ready?
Yes.
If you are listening to the show for the first time, welcome. This is Jimmy's Verse Game. How it works is I'll read out the verse, this time of an Elton John song. Nath and producer Grace buzzing with their names. Best of three.
Great.
Okay.
Verse number one. Oh, 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 oh. It's a human sign when things go.
Grace.
Oh, here we go.
Cold Heart, Elton John, Dua Lipa.
Oh, we're doing new stuff. Well done. Good stuff.
I love this song.
The Pinal remix. Grace on the board. Yes,
I'll be honest. New and old. I wasn't thinking new stuff.
New stuff.
I was thinking vintage Elton.
Velton.
Vintage Velton.
Velton.
Maybe that's the name of his comeback tour. Vintage Velton.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Verse number two. You could never know what it's like. Your blood, like winter. Freezes, just like ice. And there's a cold, lonely light that shines from you. And you'll wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask that you use. And did you think...
I have no idea.
Me neither.
This fool could never win? Well, look at me! I'm a coming back again.
Grace. I'm Still Standing, Elton John.
Yeah.
I'm
still standing
better than I ever been. I'll be honest, I didn't know that.
This
that
is
was
a
just...
banger.
Nate, this means you've lost already.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I don't really care.
Me if you care.
Alright, yeah, last one. This one's worth 3 points. So
goodness me. Okay.
All right, verse number three. I think I saw you dancing.
Saw you dancing in the crowded room.
Are you making stuff up now?
Out the ocean.
Oh,
running
close.
Fast along the sand. A spirit born of earth and water. No. Fire flying from your hands. Oh, hold me closer, tiny
Grace.
Dancer.
Oh. Is it Tiny Dancer by Elton John?
No, it's not.
No, what?
Sucker.
Wait, he has two songs with Tiny Dancer in it?
Yeah, so this is, just let me read some more of the verse from Britney Spears and Elton John. Buzz in whenever you're ready, Nate.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Hold me closer, Tiny Dancer.
Uh-huh.
Count the headlights on the highway.
Yep.
Lay me down in the sheets of linen. You had a busy day today.
Oh, the tip of my tongue.
Hold me closer, hold me closer, hold me closer, hold me closer.
Grace is just confirming Grace is out. Yeah,
yeah,
so she can't buzz in.
She can't.
Can I hear a bit more?
Hold me closer. You want to lock something in?
Just a little bit more.
There are caravans we follow. Drunken nights in dark hotels,
okay,
baby.
Okay, Nath.
Yep.
Is worth 3 points.
It is. It's for
I
win.
Don't think so.
Hey, sorry, mate. You're out. You can't buzz in.
You said Tiny Dancer. And you said, is there two songs with those lyrics?
It's got to be Hold Me Close to Tiny Dancer.
No. Oh.
You're right?
Mm-hmm.
You said too much there. Just
yeah, so it's
bring it back.
Tiny Dancer.
No, it's you have locked in.
You told me. I haven't locked anything. I'm just thinking out loud, mate. Which is an Ed Sheeran song. If it was Ed Sheeran, just should nail that.
Didn't you play it earlier? I threw the grab.
Yeah, yeah.
You got it in front of you?
Yeah, it's Hold Me Closer.
Yep.
Yep. And that's gotta be Elton John with Britney Spears.
So it is,
yeah,
mate.
I thought you would have got that one. It's pretty easy. Too bad it was worth three. You lose.
Yeah, someone messaged us last week and they went, did Grace take the time off because she lost the verse game?
I didn't. I won.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nice. Producer Grace, Qantas...
Jeez, they fly low at this time of night.
I thought there was a curfew this time of night.
Not at all. Well, it depends what state you're in. Some states actually didn't hear that.
Qantas is now allowing passengers to pay as little as $30 to keep the seat next to them free.
I love this. This is great.
The airline is trialling a neighbour-free initiative. That's what they're calling it.
Okay.
Which will allow customers on selected flights to reserve an empty seat so they can get more space to relax. The initiative will be trialled across 6 domestic flights over the next 6 weeks and will cost between $30 to $65, according to Qantas.
I think this is great. I think this is great.
Yeah, I'm a fan, especially in these COVID times, obviously. Yeah.
No, I'm just thinking, I don't care about COVID. I'm just thinking comfort, mate. There's nothing worse. I'll tell you what's the worst is when you think that there's nobody in the seat next to you and then doors are about to close and someone comes running down there and go, I'm 15B! I'm 15B! I'm like... Man, why'd you let her on?
Or you do that thing where, you know, if you're flying with a partner and you're like, okay, we'll reserve our seats, and you do that thing where you pick window and aisle because nobody's going to pick the middle, and then all of a sudden there's a stranger sitting between you.
Oh, and then they come in, they've got about a million bumbling things, and they're sitting on your bloody, on your seatbelt. Moving, they're putting both arms on the armrest. Can you hold this stuff up? I'm so sorry.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of this.
Oh, you're not?
No.
I thought you would be the biggest fan of this.
Yeah, so did I.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
You're all different.
Why aren't you?
I'd like you to be. Well, because.
I'd love to hear your reasoning here.
It's Qantas making a buck. So I'll get you a bit more. So according to the Qantas website, Neighbour Free can only be purchased via an email invitation between 48 hours and 1 hour before the flight. You'll get a notification.
Okay.
So basically what Qantas have done is This is 1 hour before the flight. They'll give you an email.
So odds are the flight isn't the...
Correct.
Oh, you're so right. Booked.
Oh, yeah. Well, in that case, it's just a money grab.
Yeah, so they're going to send you an email up to... So again, between 48 hours and 1 hour up to. So if they look at a plane and go, we've got all these spare seats, they'll email you and go, do you want to reserve the seat? And you go, yeah. And then you get on and go, I paid for this extra room. Odds are... No one was going to book it.
This is a sham.
See?
It's a sham.
It's all about. And what did you say? Did you say, old mate, you know, it's getting all...
Yeah. I think Joycey just got a pay rise, I think.
Yeah, well, it's from all the empty seats he's charging.
Yeah, far out.
I never would have thought of that. You're very smart.
Thank you.
Well, he probably said it in the article that he read. He just kept reading, mate. Yeah.
Which you two notoriously don't sometimes do.
No.
That part was at the bottom of the article. I had to scroll away. I actually had the six routes that will be trying this. Would you like to know what they
are? Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, someone listening to the show tonight is flying. So Gold Coast to Sydney will be trying this.
Yep.
Adelaide to Sydney. Darwin to Melbourne. Darwin to Sydney.
Uh-huh.
Perth to Brisbane.
That's a long one.
And Adelaide to Brisbane. They are the ones that will be trialling this. So if you are on those flights over the next 6 weeks on a Qantas flight, potentially.
Yeah, $30 well spent, isn't it?
Yeah, between 30 and 65.
Oh, it could go up, so it's not even a flat rate.
No, it depends on...
I guess it would be how in demand those empty seats are. If there's only a couple, it's worth heaps more.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm starting
I told you guys, I'm not a fan
more.
Of it.
I know. Said
that.
So.
I'd rather sit next to someone, chat to them. Learn about him.
Nah, I'm paying. Let me pay.
You'd pay to have me not on the flight.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.
Tuesday night around Australia, Jimmy and Nate wrapping it up, Jimmy.
Yep, this is the show rating. It's how we finish the show each and every show. Weekend, breakfast, nights, whatever show we've ever done. We always will.
We always will, forever.
Hmm.
Forever and ever. Absolutely.
Some reason people love it when we rate the show. I'm still not entirely sure why.
That's like one of the biggest thing people outside. They're like, what'd you rate today's show?
Yeah, people love that because they want to know our thoughts.
I think this is where sometimes we're very honest and people love that. They go, yeah, they said it sucked and it did and they knew it.
At least they see it.
Yeah. You know, if some shows just be
they
like,
said
everything's
what we
great.
Were thinking.
Yeah. Look, I mean, we can't go past a 10 out of 10, can we, Nath? Because our wickedly talented, one and only, Producer Goose. Producer Grace is back.
Yeah, what up,
thank
Grace?
You. Thank you.
Good to have you back, babe. 10 out of 10 for you, absolutely.
10 out of 10 just for being reunited with my two favourite boys.
4 out of 10 for me.
Why?
Well, for me, personally, my performance, lost again in the bloody whatever it's called game.
First game.
Lost again.
Oh, you're accepting that was a loss, are you?
Oh, shit, no, I cheated and won, didn't I?
Yes.
No,
you didn't cheat.
10 out
you
of 10.
Did cheat.
How did he cheat?
He got the name of the song wrong, and you gave him some tips.
You fiddle with your
I'm very stressed.
Why stressed?
This is now a
show.
6 out of 10.
Why you brought it down?
I don't know.
No, because I said the last one's worth 3 points.
Yeah, that's
and you
right.
won that.
Actually, no, I didn't cheat.
What part did he cheat?
I didn't cheat, actually. That was fair and square.
Yeah, but then you got the name of the song wrong.
No, he hadn't locked anything in yet.
I hadn't locked anything. I forgot, of course.
Yeah, but you weren't going to let him lock in the wrong answer.
We don't know.
How do you know? We never got
there. The thing that you do is when you go in hard.
Yeah.
You go in hard, mate, and it bloody hurts.
Exactly.
So
you're strapped in, you're ready for fun, and you're going
life's
hard.
Life's in or nothing.
Yeah, life's in or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What motto is that?
It's a 3 out of 10 now.
you've worked on that motto for your...
What was it?
You say? Life's in or nothing.
She's had 4 weeks off, and that's what she came up with.
All or nothing, isn't it?
Someone messaged us and said, you let Producer Grace go.
You probably should have.
Life's all in. Oh, it's nothing.
Yeah, I know. No, we just let out a week off and we should have gone all or nothing, though.
In or nothing. I think you're fine.
Oh, sorry, mate. Wordsmith.
I started this with a 10 out of 10. Somehow it's come down to a 1. You happy?
Yes.
Adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.